ask you some several questions so that you can share with us.
Okay.
How did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian actually when I was a little girl.
Ooh.
My parents, I was raised in a Christian home.
Okay.
And I don't remember a lot because I was only about 4 years old. I do remember kneeling beside my mom's bed. I had little blue sleeper jammies on. I don't know why I remember with the feet. You know, they had the plastic feet in them when we were little. And I just remember asking my mom or telling her that I wanted to have Jesus in my heart.
Ooh.
Because that's how my parents had taught me that it was important to live for Jesus and love Jesus. And I loved him very much. I had a strong faith as a little girl. I think one of the biggest, most pivotal things that made me really realize that Jesus was real was I witnessed a miracle as a little girl in that my parents couldn't have kids. They adopted me, and I prayed breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a sister baby. I wanted one so badly, and they were going to get me a dog instead. And I was really heartbroken, so I kept praying for my sister baby, and my mom got pregnant and had a baby. Neither of my parents could have children. So that was my first miracle, and I think that really solidified being able to tangibly experience the power of God as a small person was massively impactful.
Uh-huh.
And I knew I loved Jesus and I wanted to have him be my Lord and Savior.
Oh, so is that the sister who introduced you to Malawi?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Sarah. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, how did you become a missionary?
I think one of the things that I've always believed is actually that we're all missionaries. We are, as believers, called to the field wherever we are, whether it's at home, our neighborhood, our city, our country, the world, whether it's in our workplace, in our church, in groups that we're in. We're called to be a missionary.
Mm-hmm.
It's someone who loves Jesus, follows him, and shares the gospel. So for me, I think it's part of who I am wherever I am. But in terms of Malawi, God called me there. I've had people say, oh, they'll pray for my ministry and that God will bless what I choose to do. And I think for me, as a missionary, or in that sense, it's following God and doing what he's asked you to do. And I really don't feel that I've chosen this to do. I was waiting as a child and a teenager to see if God would use me in Africa. And I was excited. I had that heart feeling that maybe he would, and this is something that he's given me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, what was the question? I run off.
Well, I guess I asked the wrong question because you're saying as a follower, as long as we made a decision, every of us.
Yeah, so it's
really
never a wrong question, Beth. It was a good question. I think, so for me, in terms of Malawi,
mm-hmm.
it was that God had, through my sister, I went there, she took me, and with an open heart and eyes, I was constantly on the lookout of, could this be how God would want me to be here? Could this be? Could that be? Knowing that I could go back to Canada from Africa and have nothing revealed to me, but I was eager to watch for a little piece of a puzzle that I already felt I had the border. I do the borders on the puzzle first. So I figured I had the border and was waiting for the piece of the puzzle that would be next, and would it include Africa?
Okay.
And it was through that in the end. It was in the last 3 days of my 4-week trip that I got sent by my sister to meet some people, and that's where the connection started.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So you mean everyone here, if you're a follower, should be a missionary among people who are still living in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to remind us for that. And as a missionary working in Malawi, so I know you rely on financial support, so you don't really print all those money, right?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And also, I'm sure you also rely on prayer support as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you need both.
Mm-hmm.
But which one is more important in your will?
I think they go hand in hand. I think mm-hmm. without prayer, which involves for me the Holy Spirit, and asking him to speak to us as believers, how he wants us to share our finances.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a perspective of whether we see our money as our own or whether it's God's money, and asking him, if we believe it's his money, how does he want us to use it, or how does he want to use the money he's given us? So being a missionary, it's that it's a delicate, difficult, and humbling experience. Mm-hmm. Asking for money, no one likes asking for money, and I don't. I don't actually ask. I rely on the Holy Spirit to speak to the hearts of people about the money that He's given them. Mm-hmm. Because it's hard to ask. I hate it. And I did have a job part-time. I left it in October 2016, mm-hmm. and we financially need me to be earning an income. So it is something that we are requiring as a family. But I haven't been asking because I hate asking. So I really do. You need prayer. Prayer would be most important because without prayer, you don't have a request in for the Holy Spirit to speak to people's hearts. Mm-hmm. And not that that's necessary for the Holy Spirit to move in people's hearts, but it is an important part of it. Because it also allows me the freedom to say, I've given it to God. The Holy Spirit will move in people's hearts. And if funds will come in to help support, everyone needs a salary, really. And if I can't do the job, if I have to go to get a full-time job in another venue, then the work in Malawi will stop. And I'm not what's important in this role. It's the people who are living with nothing who are most important. So to trickle from them all the way back up, I'm working 60 hours a week doing Love a Village, at least. My kids tell me I'm on the computer all the time. And I am. Saturday, Sunday, I'm on it, on my phone doing work. So being a missionary but requiring funds is difficult, but prayer is the most important thing. Asking that the Holy Spirit would move in other people's hearts mm-hmm. how to spend God's money mm-hmm. and whether or not to support us, Love a Village, me.
Okay, yeah. So as a missionary, it's really a teamwork.
It is, I think.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
so behind you, there should be a team, right? Mm-hmm. So I know BPC is supporting Julie's ministry, and we do need to pray for her as well, and mm-hmm. all the people got involved in that ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask Pastor Eddie to pray for you. So yeah. What's your prayer points today?
We have lots of prayer points. I think in particular that the gospel would be shared amongst the people that we're with. We don't specifically have that as a ministry under our umbrella with CRA, but our people on the ground are in there every day and they are believers. It's the gospel of Jesus that's important. Most of Malawi believes in God. They all talk about Him, but it's a personal relationship with Jesus that is lacking in many ways. I tell people it's like walking into the Old Testament there. If you read your Bible and you think, okay, what would it have been like back at that time? Like they rode in chariots, they used animal power to get around, and they had no lights and no electricity. It's the same. So, and it's a similar spiritual flavor where they know God, but not necessarily Jesus. So that's the biggest thing, is that our people on the ground can be impactful. Funding is always necessary. Funding is necessary for every mission, etc. So that's it's not a concern. Like I said, I just trust. And I've always said from the beginning, if Love a Village falls apart in 5 years or 10 years because of funding, that's God's thing. They're His people. It's His money. So, yeah, and that I can just keep doing it because it's lonely, actually, to be honest. It's very lonely doing what I do. I'm the only one doing it, and it's a big job. So it's lonely. So maybe a friend that would come along and help me.
Or a child or a husband.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're involved in terms of, like, the, you know, things, but I'm, like, 60 hours a week and those kinds of things. The kids definitely and Trevor are helpful.
Okay.
And it's still a big weight.
I understand. Okay, so let's pray for Julie, for the ministry of Love a Village, for God's provision, for fruit in the ministry, and for energy for the future. Father, we come before you this morning to bring our hearts together and to surround Julie and the ministry especially with our prayers. We thank you, first of all, for your provision so far, for guiding Julie to this place, for connecting her with the needs of the people in Malawi. And we pray right now that